AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. President Trump says there's no deal yet to end the Ukraine war. That's despite Russia's Vladimir Putin saying they came to an understanding during a meeting in Alaska. AP Sagar Meghani.
After a roughly 2.5 hour summit, Putin said through an interpreter, Ukraine and Europe should not interfere.
They will not make any attempts to use some backroom dealings to conduct provocations to torpedo the nascent progress.
But moments later,
there's no deal until there's a deal.
The president said they agreed on many points during an extremely productive meeting.
We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there.
But there were few details. Neither man answered questions at what was billed as a news conference. And as their remarks ended, Putin spoke in English.
Next time in Moscow.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I don't know. I'll get a little heat on that one, but I could see it possibly happening.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the Air Force is denying transgender troops hearings before they are discharged.
A new Air Force memo says transgender airmen ousted under a recent Trump administration directive will no longer have the chance to argue for the right to continue serving before a board of their peers. The memo says military separation boards cannot independently decide whether to keep or discharge transgender airmen. Instead, they must recommend separation of the member if the airman has a diagnosis of gender dysphoria. That's when a person's biological sex does not match up with their gender identity. Military legal experts advising transgender troops describe the policy as unlawful and fear it could serve as a blueprint across the services.
The Trump administration reversed course and agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports interest in plug-in solar is on the rise.
Solar panels that plug into a standard AC outlet that can be positioned on a balcony. Craig Keenan in Baltimore just got one.
The amount of carbon emissions that we produce as a species is very, very unsustainable.
Alexis Abramson, a climate professor at Columbia University, describes how plug-in solar works.
Essentially, the microinverter synchronizes with your home's electricity and then is able to then send that electricity that's being converted in the solar panel from sunlight.
Plug-in solar system can run about $2,000 or less, but Abramson says it's likely not going to produce enough watts to run a microwave. Still, some plug-in solar companies say the interest and demand in plug-in solar have been overwhelming. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. This is AP News.